Blog Talk Radio.
By. It seemed like it was dragging along, but and then here we are almost at the end. And what is the lesson there? Just take it a day at a time, a moment at a time, and you move through your mess moment by moment. Good morning, Dr. Richie.
Good morning, Cynthia, and to you. Today is your birthday. Happy birthday.
I know. Thank you so much.
Can you imagine 9/11? We bless all the people who experienced the horrible things on 9/11 to commemorate their living and their passing on, but we wish them life eternal.
Amen. I always appreciate you so much, and your love is so tremendous. One of the things that since 9/11 occurred, that you have always tried to do so much to on my birthday, because the country is always in mourning on that day, and you still try to make it very special for me. And so I just wanted to say thank you, and I appreciate it. But you kind of feel guilty wanting to celebrate your birthday when there was so much tragedy on that day.
No, you should never feel guilty about that.
Yeah. But
people were transcending at the time they had to transcend, and they come back to help a lot of other people who are in mourning also. So we thank God for everything that they are and what they've done on earth.
As a country, I don't think that we spend the time to really understand why these things happened, why that occurred, what was going on in mass consciousness that something like that would occur. And if we apply the principles of what we're learning now from spiritual partnership to that situation, what we can really see is that those terrorists have a frightened part of their personality that drives them to make decisions that are so destructive. It's the ultimate expression of fear, is it not?
Yes.
And so I just think it's very important for us to really to pray for that healing, because there's still people out there that are being driven by that form of fear within them to create harm to others. And I think that that's the beginning of our healing process, is to put light on that and to pray for the healing. So I'm going to ask Dr. Richie to take us into our morning prayer, and then we're going to move into our lesson today.
Heavenly Father, this is a very special day for the souls who have transcended and the souls that are left behind. I thank you that you have given me a duty, and I accept the duty to break the cords and bonds by offering this service to my clients and to all my friends. We are transcending, and these entities are coming in through the open portal to lure and confuse light workers. The ultimate relationship, of course, is with you. I want to help people to release themselves from the earthbound spirits, the lost souls, the thought forms, the negative energy and psychic attack, the curses, the cords, the vows and contracts, the past life attachments and ancestral patterns, the inner child fragments and the soul retrieval of demonic influences and dark forces and the collective unconscious. I bind the programs and mind control programs that come from an intergalactic place and the implants that demons bring, the entities and the clusters, the ETs and more implants, the elementals and earth energies that don't belong to us. I know that December 21st, 2012, it's a very open dark portal, and they're going to come in and confuse the light workers, and I'm praying that they be protected and they be unattached to these cores and fragments. I bless them knowing that the ultimate relationship, the ultimate partnership is with you, and therefore we have authentic power in this partnership. I ask you to bless everyone listening to this broadcast and that they're all tuned in and turned on to the inner light, the quotient of light that surrounds them and protects them on all levels for what's about to happen December 21st. I thank you for the Mayan calendar and for the warning in advance, and I accept this duty to break these cords and bonds by offering this service. I believe this is so, and let us go forward in the transcending period of our life. And so it is.
And so it is. Oh, my goodness. You know, every now and then, Dr. Reggie will do a prayer. And in the midst of that prayer, I hear prophecy. Wow. So, Doctor, tell me what you were feeling.
Just now?
Yes.
I got to come out of it. Sometimes I get into a trance. You know what I mean? A very powerful thing is about to happen. I saw the Mayan calendar, which is a huge, big wheel. And these people were very tuned in. God gave them a gift. They're just finding out now in the 21st century, in 2012, these people marked places in the galaxy that astronomers are just finding to be real and true.
Wow.
They know what's happening. These portals are opening up. Some people will feel real strange all of a sudden, forget where they are, or they get confused very easily, put their keys down, and just 5 minutes later, forgot where they put them, or getting night sweats, or feeling hot, getting angry, getting cold, getting happy, mood swings. All these are entities coming in to influence the light workers who are not really tuned in. That's the reason, you know, I see that happening. And these dark portals are opening up. The gateways are being broken. So December 21st marks a very powerful energetic frequency that day. And I'm blessing everybody not to get involved in that because it's really very powerful. And I want to make sure the cords are broken. I've released a lot of cords on people already, and they're thanking me. They shouldn't thank me. They should thank God. When they call and get the service, I release it on them because I don't want them to having attachments to things that they have no business having attachments to. Our partnership belongs with God, our Creator, who's inside of us when we recognize it. But some of these portals are so strong on people. As you know, one of my clients in Wyoming had it too, and I had to release it from her. And this entity presented itself as Gregon. I have no idea what that is or who he is and don't care. He got released back into the energy field that does not belong to this realm. So I want people to know what's going on, and that's what I felt. I want to release them and help them.
Wow. Well, you know, you said something in that prayer that was that just knocked my socks off. Because as we've gone through this book and talking about spiritual partnership, we've kept our focus on other people, have we not?
Mm-hmm.
And what you said in the prayer was our relationship to the Creator, to God, to Source, to the universe, is the ultimate spiritual partnership.
Yes.
And I went, whoa, that blew me away. But we're practicing with one another to awaken to that reality, are we not?
Yes, we are.
Oh, my goodness. That was powerful. That was powerful. I'm saying, that's Jean's word. Wow, that was powerful.
Yes, it is.
Listen, we're going to go ahead and move into our lesson this morning. Thank you so much, Dr. Reggie, for blessing us. Very profound prayer. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
So today we're moving into Chapter 31, which begins on page 202. And we're putting spiritual partnership in action. And I need your input today, okay? This is a classroom today. I'm not going to sit here and just lecture to you guys. This is a classroom. So everybody needs to press 1 on their telephone keypad. Even if you don't, I'm going to call on you because it's about sharing, okay? So here we go. The frightened parts of your personality are closed systems of emotions and thoughts and perceptions and intentions. They are not interested in changing. Until you challenge them, they will remain in control of you. Challenging a frightened part of your personality requires the conscious application of your will while the frightened part is active. While you feel the need to shout out, to lash out, to withdraw emotionally, to please or to dominate and so on, when you are looking inward at this part of your personality and experiencing the painful physical sensations in your energy centers and noticing your thoughts and observing your intention, and instead of reacting, is the first challenge to it. In other words, when you're going through the drama, if you stop and pay attention, why am I so angry? Why am I feeling this pain in my chest? Why are my arms, am I perspiring underneath my arms and stinging? What made me so angry? But you're not expressing the anger. Inside, you feel like you're going to explode, but you take the moment to say, stop. Why do I feel this way? That's the first step to the healing. That's the first step. It takes your will to make that happen. In the midst of that powerful emotion, to hold the reins and say, why? What am I thinking? What am I feeling? You see, the choice to challenge that frightened part of your personality, it will not come from that frightened part. It's not going to come from that anger. What is it trying to cover? What is it trying to protect? When you are angry, that frightened part of your personality intends to remain angry. It's, you know, remember, I think it was this book earlier in this book where he says, the anger is a player on your team. It's like a basketball team, and you put that out on the court to play, and it just comes with all the force behind it, and it does its job. It does not. It wants to move in that flow, okay? And it's going to be perfect. It has no intention of healing. So he says the choice to hold the reins back, that is your job. You are the coach, are you not? So if you are not willing to challenge that frightened part of your personality, it's going to remain unchallenged, and your behaviors and your inner experiences will remain unchanged. Don't you, you know, this is, we are breaking this stuff down about your personality. And how some parts of your personality are creating experiences for you that are not enjoyable. And the whole purpose of you being on this beautiful, beautiful planet and experiencing this awesome life is to be in your joy. And here is some part of your personality that says, I don't think so. I got the power. I'm in control. No. Not today. We're stopping it and changing it today. Okay, so you want to grow spiritually, right? You're here saying, how do I grow spiritually? It begins by analyzing your thoughts, analyzing your feelings, and then challenging yourself to grow, to get past those emotions that are not serving you. And you're choosing now to use your authentic power to pursue external power. If you let the anger persist, then that's what's happening. You're saying, no, forget the spiritual stuff. I'm just going to go ahead and be angry. And you know what? That's okay. I am not passing judgment on you. That's okay. Because it takes time to make this shift, does it not? All right. So recognizing this allows you to take the first step in supporting a spiritual partner when frightened parts of his or her personality are active and allowed, and it allows you to be supported by his or her when frightened parts of your personality are active. So it's a give and play. You want to work with these people all of the time. You want to you're practicing. I love how Unity says you're practicing the presence of God. Why can they say that? Because you're not responding to whatever that person is putting out. You're not responding to the anger. You're not responding to the frustration. Right? Okay. You are responding to that divine perfection within them. And so when they're in that moment, you're saying, hold on. Are you willing to look at what you're feeling right now? Are you willing to talk about that, what you're feeling and what your thoughts are right now? Because I want to help you heal and grow. You're becoming a coach, are you not? Yes. Okay. So he says that the first step is the willingness to look at that part of your personality that is seething, that is roaring, that is erupting and exploding in you. And without that first step, there can be no second step. First step is so simple. Just stop and say why. Challenge that frightened part of you. So he says, and Dr. Reggie, we've done this together, have we not?
Absolutely.
And you worked, I think you handled me, the wording was not the same, but the process was the same. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the day I got so angry I broke my glasses?
Oh, God.
What did you say to me? Well, first of all, I remember you looked at me like I had lost my mind.
Because I didn't understand where that was coming from, because you were so peaceful and driving the car, and then suddenly threw the glasses, your eyeglasses, into the windshield. And I said, oh, my God, what's going on here? What's wrong with you? And we talked, and we stopped at this place that you took me to in L.A., like a little fried fish place. I remember that. And we were talking. I said, well, I'm not here to pacify you. I want you to grow. You thought you were going to die. And I said, you're not here to die. You're here to live.
Yeah.
And you're being empowered by the energy of life and love. So it took a lot. It took a lot. But you know what? I'm glad you went through it, because it helped me. It helped you. And it makes you more powerful as a being, a strong human being. It really does.
It does. It does. That's the rate. I really kept the words that he was using here. Seething, roaring, erupting and exploding. And that's what I'm feeling. I mean, the rage in me was just—it was so strong that I could literally feel my blood boil. That's how powerful that rage was. And the only thing I could do was try to destroy something physically to try to get all of that rage out. And so, yanked my lashes off my face, and I took them, and I turned, I cracked them, and look at all that energy. And it was working, not what served me, but enough. And I broke those glasses, and I threw them in the windshield, and I'm doing all this while I'm driving. And here's this poor man sitting next to me, just on a long-term bus. But he asked me, he says, what is wrong with you? He made me stop in my tracks, and he challenged me to challenge myself. He stopped me in the middle of that rage to say, what is wrong with you? And so, I'm sorry about that. I think Dr. is canceling me out. Is that better? Can you hear me better? Alrighty. So, anyway, this when you, in that moment, the language was different between me and Dr. Reggie. We weren't using Gary Zukav's language, but the process was exactly the same when he stopped and asked me, what is wrong with you? And so what Gary Zukav is saying, when you find that in another person and you're recognizing, oh, my goodness, this is a frightened part of this dear spirit's personality, and you stop and ask, are you willing to challenge this? That's a key phrase between the two of you to say, hey, wait a minute, we need to look at this. This is an opportunity to grow. So, and he says there are many ways to articulate this question, but the question will always remain the same. Are you willing in this moment to examine your interior experiences? And so, of course, everyone has free will. So if the answer is no, then you have to let it go because they're not ready to release. But if the answer is yes, then you want to begin to experiment with different questions such as, well, what are you feeling in your body, if anything? And you want to move them to their power centers, like, well, what are you feeling in your throat? What are you feeling in your heart? What are you feeling in your solar plexus? Those are power centers. And you get them to talk about that. And you listen, you can do this with yourself. I do. I pay attention to, and since I've been reading this book, I make a conscious effort to pay attention to my emotions. And sometimes they are so subtle because I have learned to be in control of my emotions, but that doesn't mean that they're still not there. So there's, you know, I just went through an experience where I was angry. I wasn't expressing my anger, but I was very angry, and it was buried deep. And I was in control of it. It wasn't in control of me. But I said, what is the source? Why? Why did this particular situation make me angry? What is it in me that I need to shift? And it's all, you know what? It will surprise you how there are judgments there where you are feeling inferior or I mean, it could be any number of things. You're feeling insecure. And I was listening to a meditation this morning, and one of the lines in the meditation says, when you release the doubt and the worry and just go with the flow and understand that the universe is here to serve you and it's always on your behalf, and there's no need for worry and doubt. You know, we move in a consciousness of there's nothing but problems. Everything is a problem. Paying a bill is a problem. Paying the rent is a problem. Getting the car, having the car repairs, that's a problem. Going to work and dealing with people at work, a problem. We don't move in the consciousness that the universe is here to serve me. My life is in divine order. I'm doing the will of God. I'm moving in this truth. All of my needs are met. We don't have that conversation with ourselves, do we? But the moment we move into that reality, into those truth principles, and we're operating from that as opposed to there's a problem and there are challenges, all of that moves out of the way. Why am I going in this direction? Because when we're in that space of looking at everything as being a problem or a challenge, it creates this anger and these feelings of low self-esteem and low that you, because you can't keep it all in order. But when you just when you're in the midst of a mess and you know that everything is going to be fine, that you're operating from that place, that all is in divine order and this is all going, you're not stressed out about it. And you don't create all of this other stuff that Gary Zukav is now trying to help you work and release. He's really giving you the process to move into the consciousness that all is well. Everything is in divine order. That the universe works on your behalf. So we're dealing with the process of getting there, but it can be as simple as you saying, I refuse to be pulled in this path, down this path of worry, fear, and doubt. I know that everything is in divine order. It can be that simple. Until somebody comes and jumps in your face, until the next problem occurs. And so I'm thankful for the process. Okay, he's saying to pay attention to what's going on in your body. Are you aching? Are you throbbing? Are you constricted? Do you feel relaxed and warm or cold? All of these give you signals, but really it's to get you to focus on what you're really feeling and to peel away to the source that created all of that, those feelings within you. These are painful sensations that you need to locate so that you can face the frightened parts of your personality. And then you want to move to what you're thinking. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts? You know, our next book is going to be Dr. Reggie's book, The Secret Power of Words. And before words are formed out of our mouths, they're birthed in a thought. So what are you thinking? Because whatever you're thinking, you're creating. You want to help your spiritual partner become aware of her thoughts. Even if she cannot locate physical sensations in her body, she will be able to notice her thoughts. Thoughts that are critical of herself, thoughts that are critical of others or appreciative of herself and appreciative of others. Thoughts that are resentful or thoughts that are grateful, thoughts that are comparing or contented. These will show her the frightened parts of her personality. So if she is still reluctant to acknowledge that a frightened part of her personality is active, then you need to use your intuition to find appropriate next steps. For example, you might ask, if you were a frightened part of your personality, what would you want to say? Such as, I feel you are making me wrong, or I feel threatened. And you can always ask, is that a loving thought or an unloving thought? And the answer will often be evident to her. So use these questions to sensitively guide instead of direct or instruct, such as, isn't it amazing that when you really look at the thoughts and the perspective of a frightened part of the personality, how it becomes so obvious that they don't come from a loving part of the personality? Wow. So can you see that? And if the answer is yes, then help her to take the next step. And the next step, of course, is, are you willing, or do you even feel that it's possible to heal this part of your personality by challenging it right now? And would you want to do this? You give them an invitation. Wow. Yes, our next book is going to be The Secret Power of Words, and I'll give you guys information on how to get that book. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm well, thanks.
So, do you have a friend or you that are you discovering frightened parts of your personality?
Well, sure. I mean, I think about it all the time because I'm going through the book with you guys. But I may be the one of the only ones in my circle that's thinking about it. And I just sort of stay back, and I'm still learning to notice things, so I'm not ready to help other people challenge theirs.
It's true. We get kind of stuck with just healing ourselves, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the process just to face ourselves. So have you experienced anything since you've been with the book that you're comfortable sharing?
Well, I did notice that when you said you were going to call on people without them pressing one, that my heart started to race. And here I am facing that scared feeling of being called on without actually expecting to speak.
Goodness, and guess what? You were the one that I went to. Get that. Let's just...
So thanks for challenging that.
But look, your fear was so dynamic at that powerful that it attracted me to you.
You were going in and out. I'm not sure what you said.
Your fear was so strong and so powerful that it attracted me to call on you. I want to give the example, number one, how powerful our thoughts are. But there's a reason that you, because you need to grow at this point, am I not right, to overcome this? So there's no need to be afraid.
Yes, and, you know, I can hear the words and say the words. It hasn't quite made it into my being yet, though.
It takes time. It takes time.
Yes.
But do you want to take another step today? Or was just talking to me enough?
What is the next step? Because part of my personality is I don't like surprises.
Okay, so you don't like surprises, so now I'm making you extremely uncomfortable. So let me ask you, what are some of the things that you're feeling right now in your body?
My mouth goes a little bit dry, and I feel a little bit of an increased heartbeat.
Okay. And what are your thoughts?
Well, I'm curious to see how this is going to work out.
Okay. But let's go deeper, because that thought is, well, I'm in the midst of this, so let's see. What was the thought trigger?
You're going in and out. I can't quite catch what you're saying.
Okay. What is the thought that, can you hear me better now?
Yeah.
What is the thought that triggered the dryness in your mouth?
Probably that, you know, I'm on the spot and I'm not prepared.
And how does that make you feel?
Kind of like deer caught in the headlight.
Okay. So you're insecure at this moment?
Uh-huh.
All righty. What does that make you feel like?
Well, just completely unprepared, you know. It's not going to – I'm not sure how this is going to go.
Okay. Do you think it's a fear of judgment? How
Actually, I'm pretty sure it is, Sorry?
Yeah, because...
I'm not hearing you. Sorry.
What other people will think of you.
Yes. And I turn that around and go, so I must be the judgmental one.
Well, on some level, you're judging, you're being very hard on yourself. So how do we turn this into a loving? What do you need to do to love you?
Well, I think that I need to catch myself like we've been saying, and I've started to do that since we're reading the book, just catch myself each time I can, that heart starts to race and start asking, you know, all right, what's going on? What am I, what am I thinking?
You know, thank you so much for having the courage to talk to me this morning and share with us. I appreciate it. Can you hear me okay?
Actually, you're going in and out again.
All right. I'm going to turn your mic off, okay?
Okay, thanks.
She was so relieved. Oh, God, thank you so much for turning my mic off. You know, Erica, thank you so much for sharing. But look at the process. And I am sure that there are some other things deeper within Erica, if she continues to explore this, that she's feeling. But really, when you start getting down to it, she is afraid of what other people are going to think of her. And it's closing her off. And look, her mouth gets dry. Her heart is racing. And this is a loving environment. We love you. You're fabulous. And so she's withholding herself and drawing within. Do you see now how people can become shy? Because they're afraid of that judgment and how that, even shyness, you know, we talk about anger a lot because that's such an explosive example. But even severe shyness is a frightened part of the personality. So, but if you just shift and say, you know what, everything is in divine order, I'm a divine being, everybody on this call is a divine being, all is well. You want to move to the loving part of yourself. Love yourself in that moment. If you think you're gorgeous, everybody else will too. Wow. I'm going to take one more caller today. If you want to participate, press 1 on your telephone keypad. Otherwise, I'm going up and down and I'm going to pick someone. Oh, good. I have a volunteer. Good morning. 2968, you're on the air.
Good morning, Cynthia and Dr. Reggie. How are you?
We're fabulous this morning. Hope you are, too. I know.
Okay. Happy birthday to you, Cynthia.
Thank you.
Listen, I wanted to say, yes, we create our realities. I had mentioned to you all the piece that I wrote, I Heal the World. And for the last couple of days, I am helping to clean out my uncle's his house. And I have forgotten that I had given him the spiritual expression, you know, some time ago. And as I'm cleaning out, I continue to see he has a spiritual expression all over the place. And I had been thinking that, you know, it's just, you know, it's right now time for peace and love. And so, of course, a spiritual expression is a reminder that I need to go forward with, you know, and I have talked about the project, but just that we do need to manifest and be encouraged to take the opportunities to create peace and love, because there is something on the horizon, but we need to be encouraged to, you know, support our authentic selves and the peace and love that, you know, is within us all. And it will, I think it will, well, I know it will quell anything that is contrary to that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gaining this momentum because we understand that that's where we are and that's where we need to be. And so it is.
Well, thank you for that declaration and decree. And so, let me ask you, Gloria, as you're going through this book, have you identified any frightened parts of your personality?
Yeah, I had a, and this is Karen Cynthia.
Oh, I'm sorry, Karen. I don't know why I do that with you and Gloria.
I don't know. We might sound alike, but.
So much alike.
I have a couple of days ago, my mom just makes me so angry because her expectations are that I be her legs and her mobility. And sometimes when that demand is made, I'm just holding on myself, you know, because I'm just, you know, tired or, you know, have had a hectic day or, you know, just an intense day. And I thought, gee whiz, I started screaming out, and then I kind of caught myself, and I said, oh, I mean, you know, I guess it's just a cry for, because I look at everything now as either an expression of love or a cry for love.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I quickly caught myself. I think that's a kind of, you know, a scared part of my personality, where I just couldn't, you know, I just don't feel like I can't respond right now. I'm, you know, I've done a lot. You know, I'm tired.
Feel burdened, huh?
Yeah, it's, I mean, I understand the dynamic when you just don't feel good in the whole nine yards, but it's not always that someone else can rescue you from it. You know, there's some holistic work that has to take place. And so when you're trying to help, but you realize you kind of, you know, you have your own stuff, it's a little frustrating. And so I think that's a personality part that, you know, just gets, you know, frightened and not being able to come forward with a remedy because you just can't at the time, you know, for whatever the reason, you're just not able. I don't feel like I'm able. So
okay.
I would.
So are you willing at this point to examine that frightened part of you a little more?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely, because it happens frequently, and I'm the only child that, you know, really gets that because the others don't respond.
So there's probably a lot of things that are going through you, your thoughts, right? Like, why am I the only one that she calls? Why are my brothers and sisters not helping? And so then that builds up like resentment. But that's not coming from the loving part of your personality, is it?
Yeah, but it's not resentment. It's just do you recognize that right now I need to kind of be attentive to me, and then I can do more for you and others. But right now I have to be attentive to, you know, to what's going on and where I am. And once I've attended to that, then I can be available.
Right. I would like to pick this up and go a little bit further with it because I really think that we're at the first level. You know,
correct.
Let's say that you're at the top of the top floor, but we want to go deeper. But we're moving to the end of our show because I think there's a lot more going on here. Alrighty.
Okay.
For sharing, and maybe we'll talk about this a little bit more tomorrow, and you can give some thought to it tonight, okay?
Okay.
I love you.
Love you too.
Dr. Reggie, can you take a closing prayer, please?
The lesson about our personality and realizing that the personality survives what we call death, and that the frightened parts are who attack our power, our chakras, and we are your children, and we are impacted by faith and trust. Let us use this divine gift of life as we empower others. We take the seething, raging, erupting powers of anger, and we now change that to love, balance, and peace. We don't see problems as light workers. We see possibilities. We thank you, God, for this broadcast and the healing of everybody involved. We believe it is so, and so it is.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Wow. We're in the classroom today. We're going to be there tomorrow as well, so please tune in tomorrow as we start applying the principles that we've studied in spiritual partnership, the journey to the authentic self, or to your authentic power. God bless you.